Justin Tolman. He's a sculptor and a dinosaur connoisseur with a particular interest in dromaeosaurids, more commonly known as raptors.
Dinosaurs have been a lifelong passion of mine since I was a little kid and I discovered sculpture and I was like, wow, I can, you know, make money. I can incorporate a childhood passion into a potential money-making opportunity.
That money-making opportunity is becoming a reality for Tolman. He is a senior at Utah State University and has been spending the last few months working on a project for the USU Geology Department. It's a sculpture of Utah's new official state dinosaur, the Utah Raptor. He proposed the idea of making the Utah Raptor to the geology department, and they offered to pay for all of the supplies while he gets school credit. The creation of the raptor was somewhat unique. Few students at USU make such large projects, so USU didn't actually have a kiln large enough to hold the dinosaur. So he went to the next best thing, Orbital ATK, the aerospace manufacturer, west of Brigham City.
We asked them and they jumped all over it and they were super excited. And so they volunteered one of their buildings and one of their smaller ovens for the firing. And it was really nice because they could control the temperature exactly where I needed it for the exact length of time.
And ATK did all of that for him for free, which ended up costing them around $15,000 worth of manpower.
The engineers out there were oohing and aahing, and they were super excited, and they'd never seen anything like it, and they're used to building rockets and rocket fuel out there, and here comes a dinosaur.
And this isn't any old dinosaur. In fact, he even has a name, Percy.
I kind of view Percy as probably a seasoned veteran, so probably a nice father figure. Say like a 10-year-old walks into the museum and he steps on a twig or something and there's a little snap and there's a noise and so the raptor perks up and looks over and, you know, its feathers kind of ruffle on its head and it, you know, kind of checks him out a little bit. So that's kind of the idea behind the pose.
One unique feature about Percy are his feathers. It's a common theory that Utah raptors had feathers running down their backs and arms. Tolman spent about a total of 350 hours working on Percy, and says about 150 of those tedious hours worked directly for the feathers, which he enlisted his wife to help with. The USU Geology Department and Tolman will unveil Percy on April 20th at 5 o'clock p.m. in the Geology Building on USU campus in Logan. After Percy's residence there, he will be moved to his permanent home upstairs in the Geology Museum. With UPR News, I'm Owen Sidwell.